medicine.
Yeah. You're still using it. It's holding your food now. Yeah. You could drink the soup, but from a different bowl. Okay? Now, okay. So that's what we're saying. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and maybe the end is an issue to use it without tefillah, even if it's not yours. The difference is if it's yours, there's a constant mitzvah d'oraisa. If it's not yours, then all you have is the d'rabbanan. Okay. Now, what? It's which? But even on d'rabbanan, we make a bracha.
But I'm just saying that. But by d'rabbanan, you'll see something bracha, right?
Oh, you're saying if you have a suffix, right. If you have a case of suffix, then you should make a bracha because in the d'raisa you have to do it. So
what do you do since it's a
machlokes?
Whether it's a d'raisa or d'rabbanan.
No, but we pass in the d'raisa. That's our psak.
The brachas are always d'rabbanan.
Right, but he's saying, let's say you only toivel something misafik. So he says, since safik d'arai salachomra, then you're allowed to make a bracha already now. Could be. If it's a safik, whether it's mechuyiv at all, so then a lot of times we'll say toivel without a bracha. And that we'll say many times. Now, what materials are chayiv tefillah?
We didn't answer the question, though. I buy something, I don't plan on using it for another 6 months.
I didn't answer that question, because I don't have an answer to it. It's a har. I'm saying, Bishlam, like the Rambam, you have until you the first use. Because the Rambam's lashon is, it's a mitzvah deraisa, not to be toivel it before you use it. But we're not going with that. We're saying is that there's a mitzvah deraisa to use it, to be toivel, and it's an issur derabanan not to use it. So therefore, I don't know when you're mevatel. So he has a piece in the sefer in the back from Shlomo Zalman, I think, that deals with this question. Exactly, when are you mevatel that say? What's the zman for the mitzvah? I think he deals with that over here.
There's a zman for the mitzvah. Is that a mitzvah's asay shah zman grama?
No. It's not zman grama.
The zman could be until the first time you use it.
Exactly. That could be.
That's not zman grama.
And you're mevatel, that say if you don't. Okay, the next shaila is, what materials are chayiv d'oraisa? So the halacha is that only metal is chayiv d'oraisa. Only metal is chayiv d'oraisa. Now, why is that? Because the pasuk says these metals. Now, the big shaila that starts off from a Vilna Goyin, and it goes down to the Tiferes Yisrael, brings down the Goyin, and then the Reb Yankif has a whole shtickle on it, and the Moish has a shtickle on it, which is, what about metals, which are not one of these six mentioned in the pasuk? Okay, it's a gold, silver, lead, copper, iron, right? What's steel? What's steel? The steel's like a... It's a mix, right? Aluminum. What's aluminum? Mix.
Is it?
What?
It's a mix?
Oh, it's aluminum, but aluminum is not one of... It's an element. Okay, but aluminum is not one of the six... What? So it's not one of the six metals mentioned here. In the pasuk. What?
Titanium. They're made from copper.
Kosher. What? You don't think what?
Titanium.
No. Aluminum, titanium. I thought aluminum was also steel. Okay. So the shaila is, what if you have a metal which is not one of the six mentioned in the pasuk? Is the pasuk just giving examples of common metals? Or, since, why do they have to give six examples of metal? Why don't you say, kol mateches? Any metal, kli, be toivel. So, I don't know exactly what the Goyin says. It's complicated on the Goyin. But basically, I think the medayik from the Goyin, that the Goyin held, is that since it says these six, it's only these six metals. And Rav Moshe goes further to say, he says, and don't tell me that they didn't know about aluminum back then, because who's they? This is written by the Torah. So Hashem knew about the elements, obviously. So if there's a metal that was known at any point, Hashem knew it was about it. So why didn't he put it in the pasuk? So obviously it's because aluminum and any other metal besides the six is not chayv midaraisa. So therefore, Rav Moshe goes that it's only the six metals mentioned in the pasuk. The other metals are not chayv midaraisa. Now, what? Zav, kesef, gold, silver, nechoshes, copper, barzel, iron, oiferes is lead, and bedil. I don't know what bedil is.
It's another gold.
Silverware. Oh, silverware.
Silverware is made out of silver?
Flatware. No, a lot of it is.
Very, very little is real silver.
Not very, yeah, very little, but some of the chashim, you know.
So with gold.
Gold? People eat in gold?
Yeah.
Like the food tastes better?
It's actually in inert metal. So it's actually a wood.
It's a what metal?
Inert. It doesn't
shed.
It doesn't go into the food.
Yeah, obviously no one's eating in lead anymore.
So steel is stainless steel, it's a mixture.
Steel is a mixture, it's not one of these metals. Tin. What's tin?
It's a metal.
It's a metal. Nobody uses it anymore.
What?
It's a different kind of a metal. It's
another tin is like they use the tins.
It's also, it's another.
It's an element? Tin is an element?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, no one uses that anymore? What about the old, like...
What about those tins?
No, that's aluminum.
So that pretty much excludes them. Except for copper pots. Very few people
use real copper. What's a regular standard pot these days?
Steel. Teflon.
Stainless steel.
Teflon is the spray. That is a little...
Plastic.
Vegetables. Now they're doing the copper.
But only the copper.
Can.
It's copper. Right?
The cans of vegetables that you buy in a store, I think that's tin.
Yeah. Used to.
No. Definitely was tin at that time.
Used to be. In fact, you call them tins.
Right. Yeah. So in other words, it will come out that according to this, the kimat, no, unless you have silverware, right, silver flatware, that you wouldn't be chayv midiraisa, but you are chayv midirabanan. Okay. So now the other things which are chayv midirabanan are glass cable. Now the reason glass is chayv midirabanan is because glass has a certain quality apparently that's similar to metal.
It's not the rice of glass.
No, glass is midirabanan. And the reason is drawn because it has a certain quality which is similar to metal. Because if it breaks, you can melt it down and reshape it. As opposed to cheres, which is earthenware, which is if it breaks, it's done. There's nothing you can do with it. You gotta go back to the ground, make new earthenware, okay? So cheres, which is earthenware, is potter from tvila, even midrabanan. Glass, and with the way we're motion passing, it's aluminum and other metals. Steel are going to be chayv midrabanan. Now, even if something's chayv midrabanan, like Ner Chanukah, you still make a bracha. You know, just because something's chayv midrabanan doesn't mean you don't make a bracha on it. You make a bracha, but it's only chayv midrabanan, and that means the nafkamina is going to be like, let's say you have both. You should probably first do the gold, silver, etc. And then you have the real metals mentioned in the pasuk, and those are chayiv midaraisa. Now, the big shaila is earthenware. So, what does that mean, earthenware? Is there what do we have today that's earthenware? You have mugs and stuff like that, right? What?
Pottery.
And then pottery. Pottery and what? Ceramic and china and all these type of things. Bone.
I just bought a coffee mug yesterday and the whole inside is ceramic. China, right? So it's metal outside, ceramic inside. You don't really put it inside, right?
Okay. So now, theoretically speaking, ceramic ceramic is also basically earthenware that's right. Put in the oven. It depends how you have the...
Big Machlok is posting this. That's
what I'm going to lie.
Kashering
and all this stuff.
No, whether or not it needs to be learned.
Right. Because the shayla is...
And then if it does...
Is it like glass? Or is it like... Right, no, I don't know if the shayla is on the ceramic itself, okay? But the thing is that nowadays, I don't think that you really end up having, very often at all, any sort of ceramic or earthenware clay that's not glazed.
Correct.
Right? It's always sealed. Now, what's it sealed with? It's sealed with like a glass seal. So now the glass, now you're back to glass, okay? Because now you have a glass. What is it?
It's a liquid.
It's a liquid. It's basically glass.
Those china plates, okay. They're sealed with glass.
Glass? Where they bake it with the glass?
I don't know how they do it, but it's a glass seal that basically makes it that it's not gonna... Well?
That's concerned with the granite countertops.
Correct. So all the seals.
You want to make sure when they put it in that they don't put the seal on top of it.
Well, if you want to be able to kasher, but if you don't want it to stain, then you do. No? Okay. So now, so the word is that, what's with the seal? So that's why you say, well, how come I have to kasher tovel my mug? Well, the reason you have to tovel your mug is because even though it's earthenware and it's potter, but since it has it's sealed with glass, so then it's chayef. Okay? But...
How do you know it's so? Can you see your duo?
Because look at it, shiny. Which is, right? Even if it's painted with a certain glaze, even if it's just a glaze, okay, it's not like a separate layer. Okay, even if it's a glaze, so it's still chayiv, could be midrabanan. Okay, and therefore a lot of places can say anything which is glazed, you have to turn it, but without a bracha. Okay.
But if you use promotion a restaurant, you can use that it's not for the food. Well,
that's, yeah, but it's called being mishamish the kli. It's there to be mishamish the kli.
Yeah, but not the food.
No, it doesn't make a difference. The point is now the kli is made up of this. Once the kli is made up of this, then that's the makeup of the kli, and then you got to go with it. Okay? So most, now I understand that.
Only two things. One of them is earthenware. You don't make a skillet.
I don't know about that. I don't know if that makes such a big difference. No, if you're making a bracha on something else, then you include that in the bracha. You won't make a bracha on it.
Now, singular.
Yeah, I understand. So he says over here, in the Pesach Tshuva brings down, that from the Yaivitz, Yaivitz is Yaakov Emden. So he says, Shekosav, the Kalim HaBoyim Mimedina Sayam, fancy Kalim that come from across the river, Shenikarim porcelain. So porcelain Kalim. So what's porcelain? What's that? What's porcelain? It's this, which is what?
China.
It's like a bone?
Well, it's not really a bone.
I don't really know what it is, but it's porcelain. That's your porcelain. V'doymin l'klis chuchis. Okay, you'll let us know. So v'doymin l'klis chuchis, and it's similar to glass. Ein tzarech tvila. Not only not with the bracha. So the yavitz paskins, the porcelain kelim, do not need tvila at all. L'fishi yadua
shasiyosan min hachoyl. Glass doesn't need it. So therefore the glass glaze doesn't... I thought you said before.
No, because he says it comes from the ground. Glass also. Glass comes from the ground, right? And it would be potter. But the only is from sand and whatever, officially. But the way that the reason that you're chayv in glass is because of the shtickel that you could
what?
That you could destroy. Right, but that wouldn't apply over here to this type of glass. Clean, what you say. So therefore, it's chazar adin that it's like chayris and it's potter. Porcelain. Glass is chayv because of this special svar.
Right, but
so he's talking about
porcelain. Right, is it porcelain
with the No, he says, doimel. It looks like klis chuchas.
This is from the chol. Porcelain is made from the chol, which is where glass is made from.
Right, but it doesn't have this characteristic.
But you can't put porcelain.
You can't put it back together. Glass, you can melt down and put it back together. You can't do that with the porcelain. And therefore, it's chazar adin, that's like earthenware. Okay? So I don't know, when you have porcelain that's shiny, and is it glazed, or that's good for what the thing is? I'm not sure what the Matzias is. And that's why I think a lot of people aren't sure. But a lot of places do go with this. I know the Yekis go with this. That China, you don't have to teufel at all.
Even glaze.
But porcelain,
which is China. China and porcelain is the same thing. Look, I'll be this. I think that the reason why a lot of people are not sure is because sometimes they're glazed nowadays, it's unclear what the gedder is, etc. That's why a lot of people aren't like so, you know, don't go with this all the way. Okay? But that's the Ikar Halacha seems to be like the Ivis.
Right. The bone china is a soft piece of porcelain composed of bone ash, felt material, and kaolin.
Did that help anybody here?
This is 30% of the fossil derived from animal bone.
It's from the ground, okay.
Doc, you're explaining
what porcelain is, or you're explaining what?
Bone china.
So what does it say for porcelain?
It says it's a type of porcelain. Well, and porcelain is what? Porcelain is porcelain? From the ground, he says here. Porcelain, like, it comes from the ground.
Ceramic material.
Right. Okay? Now, it sounds like the way he's describing it, that it has its own type of shine to it. So, lavdafka, it's always glazed with something. something other than the porcelain itself. So therefore, I think that this is
mixed with glass.
What is it?
Clay mixed with glass.
Okay, so the point is, though, is because I don't know if it's a glaze. I don't know if you have the porcelain and then you glaze it with glass. It's mixed into the thing. So therefore, since it's mixed in, so if roiv of it is not glass, you're potter ganshin. And even the glass itself is only chayv because of this characteristic of the glass. If you don't have that by porcelain, so it will be potter. So that's what the Yavitz is saying, is that the porcelain is potter lagamri.
But using a roiv then? I'm saying, let's say
it doesn't have the characteristic, bottom line, it doesn't have the characteristic of glass, and you can't put it back together. And therefore, it's potter even midrabanan. That's what the Yavitz is saying. I think the machmirim on that hold is that since sometimes they are glazed and all that, you should be toivel without a bracha.
So I'm going to assume inside the coffee mug there's no toilets to glaze it because it's not for show. You want to glaze a porcelain because it adds to the attractiveness. Since it's inside the mug, the whole principle is that it insulates it better. So
the glaze insulates better.
So the only thing is, your case is this different shaila, where the outside of the kli is chayiv, but the inside of the kli is potter. What's going to be the din?
That's irrelevant. The outside, I'm not using.
Well, is it a maimid? Is it not a maimid? Is that the ikar kli? We'll have to get to that. Because if you have something which the whole kli is metal, what happens to me? Well, the place that touches the food isn't, but the place that touches the food by itself wouldn't be a kli. Alright, so that's a shy. We'll have to get to that one of these weeks. Okay. Now.
If I quit that one, that'll
be okay. So that's glass and all earthenware. Okay. Glass, metal, aluminum, earthenware, and glazed material. Yeah. Okay. Well, what time is it? Should we start the next part?
55.
Okay. So the other things that have to be discussed, okay, when you're going through this is the type of ownership you have on the kli. The type of kli it is, what's the purpose of the kli, and then the halachas of the tefillah itself, and the bracha and all that. Okay, so as far as the ownership on the kli, the halacha is you only chayv in tefillah on a kli that you own for the purpose of using it as a kli suda. It has to be that you are owning it for a kli suda, which means to use it for a kli suda. If you don't own it as a kli suda, it's not chayv in tefillah for you. What's the nafkamina on this? So first of all, nafkamina is like this. You said all the stores have a mikvah.
In New York.
Yeah, in New York. So why don't the owners just toivel everything, and then they can have to pre-toiveled. Right? Now, besides the fact
like
that...
Like a pre-Shabbos suit.
What?
It's like a pre-Shabbos suit. Like the Shabbos suit.
Pre-checked, right?
Right.
So pre-toiveled kale. Right. So the answer is because by these people that own the store, the kli is not a kli suda for them. It's kli mechira. It's kli schara. They're using it for business. They're not using it to eat, and therefore, by them, it's not a kli suda, and they're taka potter. Okay?
You're shaykh for a person. You buy something to eat towards a person. So you want to be nice.
Okay, so we'll have to see that. So by
so why
them.
Is that different than suit?
No, Hashan is a Matzias. I don't care what it's for. Bottom line is, they're telling
you.
No, but they're being Mavara for you, a fact that there's no Shatnas on it. It doesn't have to be Chal Chaloy's Badika on it. Right? So it's fine. Here it has to be Chal Tvila, and the Tvila was done when the thing is Potter. It wasn't owned by a Yid that's Chayv in Tvila. So the Tvila is not Chal on it, because it wasn't Chayv in Tvila yet. It didn't come to the Rosh Yisrael yet. Right, let's say the guy's toivel it.
I understand. I'm saying if you made the keli, we need to be in the first place. So therefore, so what's the difference? He wasn't making it for when he made it. He was making it for production to sell it. Yet,
oh, if he made it. No, you're right. If he made it. I'm talking about, but if the guy should make keli.
No, I understand that. But why should make a nafkamina? First, the nafkamina is because guy should make keli. He's got a toilet, so he's doing it for mechira. It's not good enough. But if he made it in the first place, he's doing it for mechira anyway. So it has nothing to do with mechira.
What's your question?
If it was toilet, it was toilet. should make it not for me. If it's
no,
whether it's with you or not, then if a yid made it, it still should make a difference. A yid made it.
Wait, no, if a yid made what?
If a yid makes a keli, it's not chayav at all.
Yeah, because it's not yotzim rishus akum rishus yisrael. So it's not the scenario of tvila altogether.
I mean, it is an issue.
It's not yotzim rishus akum rishus yisrael.
It is an issue. He bought it.
No, I'm saying in that case, where the yid made it. If the yid made it, it's not a goyish shakli. But if you have a goyish shakli that now left the rishus goy, but it didn't come into the rishus yisrael yet, because it's in limbo still, it's in someone else's rishus that's holding it for something else. And now it comes to my rishus for as a kli achila for the first time, now it's chayv and tvila. So until whatever happened until now, it doesn't matter. Now it's being nechlas to rishus yisrael from the rishus goy with a hiatus in the middle of business. Now it's when it's becoming a kli sudav yisrael. So therefore, now it's chayv and tvila. What happened until now won't help. So therefore, that's why in the stores that have the mikvah, they also have a sign, don't tell people until after you purchase it. So I always thought that the pshat was because they don't want to start hacking and returning and putting it back on the shelf. It's wet, whatever. But according to this, and the Taka is saying, because lalochi can't be tovel until you buy it, because not chayv and tvila yet. Okay? Now some people want to stretch this. This is going to like this far. Some people stretch this to every hotel. Because the guy at the hotel is also not planning on eating on his forks. He only has forks because he wants to make money. Right? So every caterer and everything, by them, it's also not a kli suda. Because by them, they're not planning on using their stuff. They just want to serve other people. Now, the problem is that's a very bad svara. There's no shaykhis. Because when you have a kli, if you have a kli that you're selling, the use of the kli for you is to sell it. Over here, the use of the kli is to use it for a kli suda, just to someone else.
You're selling a suda.
Yeah, you're selling the suda. You're allowing someone to use the kli to make money off that. So that's, of course, it's called a kli suda by you. It's made to be used for eating, not to be used for selling. So therefore, it's poshut that that's not a good sushta. And it would be called a kli suda by you. And therefore, even if... So that's why the caterers archive in tefillah and everything they own, because you can't say this svara that it's made... So I remember the Rav of my shul gave us a gift when I got married. The Rav of the shul, he's a big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Breidowitz. So he gave us a gift. It was very funny. So he gave us a gift, like some sort of kli, and he toiled it. And it said, he put a note in the kli saying, this kli was toiled already, ask your Rav if it counts. Because
why did he fill it?
What? I guess yeah, the side that it works. And I guess he wants to not be machshel anybody. So just in case,
If he toiles it and then gives it as a gift, then it's okay.
That's the issue. The issue is that if I buy something for the purpose of giving it as a gift, so by me it's not a kli suda. It's a kli mai.
It's until you give it as a gift. It is until you give it as a gift.
No, because
nobody eats.
No, I'm not going to use it first and then give it to them.
It's only if you personally use it.
Yeah. I'm buying it for the purpose of giving it. So therefore, right now it's not a kli suda for me. Since it's not a kli suda for me, it could be that now. The bigger shaila comes in. It's coming close to Purim. It's shalchmana. Let's say you buy a kli to give someone shalchmana. Say, nice glass bowl. Okay. So first of all, do you have to be toivel it? Because you're going to fill it with food. And second of all, if you do have to toivel it, is it yoytze for the other guy? So one could argue theoretically that it's not a kli suda for me. It's just a holder. I'm not using it to eat off of it. I just want to make it look pretty. Theoretically, I could use a wicker basket. I could use anything. It happens to be the pretty thing is a kli bowl, is a nice bowl, whatever. Especially probably
no food is touching it anyway. Every food is individually wrapped, so it's not even.
Okay, we'll have to see about that whole svara. If the food is not touching it directly, if that actually helps. But lemaisa stamazoi. What's the purpose of the kli? Also, deep down, probably why you're giving them the bowls, not just to make the shalchmanos look nicer, but this way you're giving them a gift also. Now you're giving the person a gift, a bowl plus a thing. So what's the story with the tefillah on that? Right? In other words, do you say, well, since for the owner it is a kli suda because I'm filling it with food, then I'm giving away my kli suda to you that I don't have to do tefillah over again, right? If I have a set of china that I use for 10 years, I toiled it, a set of silverware, whatever, I toiled it and everything, and then I give it to you. You don't have to be toiled it again. It was a suda, kli suda for me. I was toiled and I gave it to you. Right? So this thing, it could be it was a kli suda for me already because I want to fill it with food, then I'm going to go ahead and give it as a gift, then right? But some say, no, it's not a klisa de fuyu. It's called a klimatana for you. So this is a shaila, I think, of Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskins in the Chasparim over there, that you could be talking with a bracha and it patos the tila because it is called a klisuda for you. But that's also a shaila.
It's called a klisuda for who?
For the owner, for the first owner, for
because
the giver.
Giving a suda to the...
Because he's filling it with food, so he's using it to hold food. Okay?
It's not a gift.